fantabulous.
Oh my gosh.
Mostly.
And you're ready to get started like ASAP.
Yeah, none of this prep bullshit.
None of this talking and acting like we're friends or care.
See, that's what that's what we do on this.
Yes, that's what radio does.
Yes.
We're live, we're here, we're in the moment.
I know you. I don't have to like tell you like, now here's the words you can't say, here's what we can't talk about.
No.
You can actually do all that stuff. That's the...
Because it's a podcast.
Correct.
I love it.
So do you want to drop anything really dirty right now?
No, I don't normally drop dirty things unless they're my clothes.
Gotcha. I like that.
Right, yes.
You don't say like dirty words or anything?
I use a couple of words, but that's only when I'm doing that word.
Gotcha.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What about when your kids piss you off?
I just started using a few curse words within the last 2 years,
mm-hmm.
like here and there, because my son is 18, my daughter's 15, and they tell me I do not know how to curse properly. Like, I'm not even pronouncing them. They can't take it. So then I give up. So like, what? I say stuff like, what the helicopter, instead of what the hell.
Hell is not a curse word.
And it's really not, but it's just like, for me, certain things are not ladylike to me. I'm not judging anyone because I'm definitely not a judger, but like for me, I'm like, I wouldn't do that. So with the helicopter, you know, I say that, shut the front door, you know, and they know what I'm talking about, because when I went for the words, I went straight for the MF word.
Okay.
Like, you little MFers. And they're like, Mom, we can't even take you serious.
They can't.
Because they're like, what? You said too much of the R. It sounded too proper. And then they start cussing back. And I'm like, stop.
They're 18 and 15. You've got to give them the full Monty of the curse word.
I'm trying. I wonder if there's a class. Like, moms that need to have a little more, I mean, I don't need more flavor or more vibe, but I need, when I want to curse, I need to feel like I'm in a flow.
How about if I just go send you to, you know, can I go send you to Demetrius' State Farm agency?
Yeah, you know.
He can teach you how to curse.
He is a curser. I'm aware of that.
Former Navy man and curse like a sailor.
Yeah, well, you know, my son is now a Marine.
Okay.
And so they curse. Like, they even send you papers home when they get ready to come home from boot camp. They send you information on how they may behave and how things have changed. One of the things is their language. They will curse. They and they don't really even mean it. That's what they hear all the time.
Right.
So that was an adjustment even for my parents, who are very close to my son. So that's his grandparents. And my dad does not curse at all. And so my dad is very saint-like in a very nice way. Like, he'll visit people in the hospital. He doesn't curse. He doesn't drink. And for him to hear my son curse.
Tough.
Yeah, but he handled it because he's proud of him, and he got the same information that I did. But yeah, it was an adjustment.
Let me introduce you. This is my friend Cheryl Leonard from the Glass City Grind.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hi. Hey, everybody.
We're going to get to that. See, this
we were just talking.
We just dove right in. That's what I love about this.
Yes. I love your podcast, and I love you, and I'm not just playing. I'm saying it for real. For real.
Well, I appreciate that.
You do a great job. I'm so proud of you for keeping things going and doing what you want to do.
It's fun. It's fun.
It's the grit, and it's being you.
It's less grit. It's more being me. Grit was yesterday when I painted.
Wait, you did post something
the
about...
the orange wall.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Wait, we can come back to that because I want to talk more about the curse. We're going to talk about Glass City Grind. Cheryl's here because season 4 is coming, right?
Season 4.
Okay, we'll get to that. That's the main reason why you're here. And I have some other stuff.
Okay.
But I figured we would just talk. But
yes.
It's funny you bring up this cursing thing.
Okay.
I learned the language in the schoolyard when I was growing up, but I knew better than to use it at home.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I got like deeper into playing sports, it became more a part of my vocabulary.
Yes.
As I got older, but I still never brought it home.
That's good.
And I think I was in my 20s at some point where I was like you, like, what the helicopter? I would like stutter when I would say shit to my mom.
Yeah. and you, which you should.
Well, yeah. But she would say it a lot. She would say it more than I guess. I don't know who loosened it up, me or her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll curse every now and then with my dad, who I talk to every day, but it's not part of his vocabulary. But when he's upset or wants to accentuate a point, as all of us, he'll mm-hmm. drop one.
Yeah.
And I think between our conversation, he and I, the word fuck might have been used.
Oh my God, you just said that. I love it.
Four times? Like, four times total.
Right. Because there's really no reason. is there to use the F word? Like I said to you, you know, I don't know if we was recording when I said that.
No, we were.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. So I use the F word.
When you're doing it.
When I'm doing the F word. I just, it's not my thing. I don't think it's ladylike. And back to what you were saying, to your point, I feel like what I've said to my son, now that you're a Marine and that you have been cursed at, and that's part of their everyday word. I mean, it's really no, with no intent. That's just the language.
Right.
I think that you should be mindful in front of your grandparents and a lady. It's unnecessary.
And I would think that part of that Marine discipline that he's learning mm-hmm. is to know when and where to turn it on and turn it off. And to your point, like grandparents and ladies probably turn it off.
Right. And I think he's still learning that, because what is so interesting about having a son, he's my firstborn and he's my son, and I didn't coddle him. Nobody needs to comment on that.
But so you did coddle him.
No, I loved him a lot, and I'm a nurturer.
Are you going to run onto some crazy battlefield in Afghanistan to save him?
Now, listen, if I need to call the Marines, I did say at one time I had to get a hold of the recruiters for a situation, and I said, listen, if I need to go to Paris Island and go Facebook Live, I will. Now, of course, I wouldn't, but I loved him a lot. I love him a lot, and I'm a nurturer and a tad bit of an enabler. Which okay. I'm coming out of that, but I'm self-aware. So I our adjustment with him now being 18 and a Marine is, which I'm going to curse now because I'm going to repeat him, he says, I'm a grown-ass man. And I think a lot of the Marines come out because a lot of them are between 17 and 24. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I'm a grown-ass man. And I'm like, okay, I just had to call and check on your phone bill for you. Right. So he wants to curse and he wants to be grown, but I'm still mommy. So it is a total transition with that age. And, you know, I'm single parent and a mom. So Right. It's, you know, I couldn't maybe completely teach him how to be a man.
He'll figure it out.
But he's great. I mean, he's very charming. He's very smart. He's awesome. He just curses. And he told me about 3 years ago, maybe four, he said, do you know studies show people that curse are more honest? And I was like, oh, you know, that is totally not true. I don't need to hear that. The next day on Good Morning America, it came out. I'm like, huh.
That's like lowest common denominator bullshit, though.
I agree. But I get why people do it. Some people, it's just their language. I think it's in their, like you said, it was just in your vocabulary. Those boys playing football, because mm-hmm. you know, I'm a sports mom too, so I go all the sports games.
Right.
Coaches aren't going, okay, good job, or what the heck are you guys doing
go
out
get
there?
That motherfucker.
Yeah, they're like, you better. And, yeah. you know, it's so I think it does become, it's just a vocabulary.
And I don't ever want to, if I first meet someone and it's like an endless paragraph of those words, I'm like, okay, maybe this person is the most intelligent. That's fine, mm-hmm. but not somebody who I want to connect with and dialogue
right.
with. But it's, I find someone rather intelligent who can use this stuff tactfully and selectively.
Yes. Now, my princess, on the other hand, my daughter, who's 15, I'm not aware of her cursing. We spend an awful lot of time together. However, I wouldn't put it past her because I've been around some of her friends, and they like to throw words out a little. Not bad, but those girls like to throw out the B word. I think they think it's cool at that age, at 15, but I don't have to worry about her cursing, do I? If anybody knows that Haley's out there cursing, please contact me.
She's cursing.
But she's like our goody two-shoes.
Yeah, she's probably not as good as you think she is.
Hey, listen, somebody call the prayer chain. I need her to be good. My son was out there.
Somebody told me a long time ago, parents know that their sons have sex, but no daughter has ever had sex, ever, right?
That's right. Like, my son tried to tell me in front of his friends, I'm a virgin. And I finally had to say to him, like, he was making a joke, kind of. It was just too loosey-goosey and too funny. I said, stop it. Now you're lying. You know, we all know you're a whore.
You called him out on his virginity
yes.
claim?
And I hate to say this, but one of his friends turned on the Snapchat, because I forget that happens.
Right.
As much as I'm on social media, I forget that somebody else may be videoing me, and it was in my house. And I was like, we know you're a whore. And I was kind of joking, but they loved it that I said that to him. And he really wasn't a whore. Are you a whore? If anybody knows, this is going to be great for me. If you know that Haley's cursing, or if you know that Blake's a whore, please contact me. Don't.
No, contact me first, because I want to hear these stories first.
Right, right.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, my God.
No, my daughter is pretty good. Like, and me and my son do tease her about being goody two-shoes, because she's kind of straight-laced. She wants to get good grades. She's on the honor roll. She's a varsity cheerleader. She's a sophomore. She's like, she's a national dance champion.
But where's the butt coming?
Well, it hasn't came yet, thank God.
Oh, so
and so I'm please, doing... please keep that streak going. I mean, I feel like I only need one son that's, you know, one child that's caused me worry.
I don't know how it works, and maybe you do hang out with a lot of other parents.
I do hang out with parents.
So what's the going expectation or goal for parents who have like multiple kids? Like if you have like three kids, like if you get, you know, two, that if you get one that's great, like mm-hmm. they were really successful,
yes,
they achieve all their goals, and the other one like just stays out of jail, and
right,
and the third one is a total fuck up, like
yes.
that's not a bad ratio, right?
No, it's really not. They're all alive,
right?
And you're still alive,
right.
And the bills are paid. That's really where it comes down to. The bills are paid, we're all alive, we all have some type of love for each other. I think that's huge for parents. I love the diversity in children. I'm big. None of my parents that I hang out with, not that many of them, have sons that are my age, or they have daughters where it's been in the dance world. So a lot of my experience with my son, they either don't have a good relationship with their son like I do, or they don't have boys at all.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a little different. And I will tell you, I think each child is different. I think each gender is different. I did raise my kids. I can tell. I raised my son a little bit different than I did my daughter.
Yeah, there's a double standard that people complain about, but it needs to be done. They're different human beings.
Absolutely. And I am big. This is the way I parented. It's the way I still parented. It's really the way I am with my friends too, is I feel like everybody wants love and acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody needs to be who they are. And people don't feel loved and accepted when they don't feel like they're able to be who they are. So some people are more creative. Some, like, children shouldn't, you know, it saddens me not to get on a serious subject, but, you know, if you have a child that may think they're gay or they are, everybody should feel like they are who they are and they're loved and accepted at least from their family.
Sure.
So, yeah, that was my thing, just letting my kids be who they are, do you, and... you know, you don't hurt the family and don't hurt yourselves and try to be a decent person.
I'll have to talk to some of my gay friends,
mm-hmm.
and I have lots of them,
mm-hmm.
who have lots of statistics. I will have to, I'd like to know, I'd like to ask them, because you're right, if a teenager is gay, mm-hmm. and they're ready to come out and they do, I wonder what the statistics say as far as like mental health moving forward,
mm-hmm.
and just confidence and personal success. Is when the family embraces them,
right.
and loves them, or denigrates them for whatever reason and won't accept them. I wonder what the difference is, because like mm-hmm. if your family's not going to accept you, that's so hard.
Can you imagine? And I believe that with anything. For example, what if, even if we go with sports or your gender of your sex or your orientation or wanting to just feeling confused, I really do believe I would love to research to see, is that when sometimes there's a breakdown in mental health and later in life we find where people are either depressed, want to hurt themselves, can't function as healthy as they can. And I'm not saying you accept everything as far as like, you know, my son, you know, I'm not okay with you killing someone or breaking the law.
Dad, I'm coming out as a Nazi. Well, you know what? I support you, son.
Like
you be what you want
right.
to be.
Hey, I love him. But like, you can toilet paper the neighbor and I will get the understanding. Do people still do that? Do they toilet paper
not
the neighbor?
Really.
Okay. Did I just give my age there?
No, the cursing gave away your age.
Right, because that may be old school. But you know, I think that you accept and you nurture. There is a part of nurturing because of the soul. And the emotions and the mind. And there is confusion. Even as an adult, we are confused with certain decisions.
You were just talking about your son. Now, he's a grown-ass man.
I know.
Who can't pay his own phone bill.
Right. Or like, how do I do that app again? And
right.
It's not degrading. That's very common. There are 25 and 30-year-olds. But it's that transition time. And I think the way... and everything is not parents' fault either. But I do think there's an opportunity to make sure, even if we don't understand... why you want to change your sex. You know, I gave birth to you and you're a male. Why would you want to change? Even if we don't understand, do you love that child? Do you want to help that child? Let's figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, in my opinion, for me, that's a better path than, okay, we're taking you to the church.
Right.
Everybody's going to pray for you. We're putting you in a mental hospital. Or, you know, and I still, myself, I don't have all the answers, but to me, the path of, let's figure out what's going on, because we need you to feel, you know, smart, stable, and secure. That's one of the things I say to my kids every day since they've been little. They have to repeat that little
smart
thing.
Smart, stable, and secure.
Yeah, because you're not just smart. I tell them they're smart, favored, and focused. Okay. And then I say you're stable and secure. Okay. Because part of that, I want them to be, you know, you go through a lot in life.
Mm-hmm.
And emotionally, you can be unstable or you can feel insecure. So I want them to remind themselves every day, you are stable. You are secure. Because I do think sometimes you get in a dark place and you can maybe not, your rationale and your perception could really be in an unhealthy or dark place.
Especially for kids
yes.
who are always under constant pressure and judgment and comparisons. And I think most kids, if it's there and genuine, you know that their parents love them.
Mm-hmm.
There's affection, intimacy, there's care. But sometimes it's helpful to be set in black and white.
Yes.
Like, you're stable.
Right.
There is a roof over your head, child.
Right.
You're secure.
Yes.
You have clothing to go to school with.
Yes. And not that I have, and like you did, like sometimes even when you're angry and you want to be mad at them and you want to curse, instead it's like, I said I love you and you're stable and you're secure, you're smart. So quit being stupid. Not that I would ever call them stupid, but you know, you have those moments.
It goes with the S's.
Yes.
Smart, stable, secure,
yes.
stupid.
Yes. But I try not to use that word, but don't make a bad choice.
There you go.
But yeah.
They will.
Oh, don't we all? Mm-hmm. Like, I made a bad choice today. Can I tell you about that?
Sure. Did it involve any cursing?
No, it did not.
Okay.
No, it did not, because my kids weren't around me to curse. But
well, I meant the other thing.
Oh, no. Oh, thank you for that. No, it's none of that today.
Okay.
So I have put on some extra LBs, and I used to be a fitness instructor. So, you know, that really affects you. And I do also think working out can affect your mood and your hormones mm-hmm. and all these other little things. And I want to live long, and I want to be able to walk, and I want to be able to, and I just think, you know, the more you exercise, I'm not saying you got to be a bodybuilder, but I do think exercise is great for the mind and the soul and the body. So I'm like, get back into it, Cheryl. So I, for like 3 weeks, I've given up soda. I've given up French fries. I've given up bread.
Okay.
And I haven't seen one change.
So you're frustrated.
So I was like, whatever. You know what I mean? But I still like the feeling of working out.
Okay.
And I've even started Snapchatting my little bit, like, hey, I'm at the gym, or Instagramming that, just because I feel now accountable. People know that I'm working out, and then when they see me out, they're like,
A lot of dudes following you, too, getting some creepy DMs.
I haven't got any creepy DMs yet, darn it.
Will you trade off not shedding some pounds for getting creepy DMs?
I will consider. I want to keep all my options open.
Right. Until they go too far.
Yeah, exactly. Until it gets too scary. So today, on my way to the gym, somehow I went, instead of going left, I went right. And I went right for like 3 miles out of my way.
Okay.
And went to like this little cookie company and looked at it. And then I walked in.
Right. That wasn't the gym.
And then I got the cookie. And not just, I didn't get a lot. I just said, I'll have one peanut butter cookie, but I would like you to put frosting on it. I didn't get a soda, though.
What kind of frosting?
You put just the white little frosting, like, you know how they frost the cakes? Or, I mean, the cookies? The
like
cookie
icing?
Cakes? Yeah, the
okay.
icing. So I had that. Then I went home and drank some water. And then I made myself still go to the gym.
So you're like...
But I made a bad choice today.
But
I'm okay.
I
still feel accepted and loved, and I still feel stable and secure.
I think a little bit less of you knowing that you did that.
Oh, do you really?
No.
But that don't affect me.
No. Okay, good. No, I think it's funny that like your psychological inner fat person made you go right instead of left. Like, here you are in this routine. You're like, I'm going to the gym. Left. And your inner fat person says, no, you are not. You are going for that peanut butter cookie.
Totally took over. Didn't say, hey, I actually meal prepped last night. Salads are ready to go. Turkey, chicken, bananas.
Let me ask you, why have you thought about why you don't think you've lost the weight even though you've given up some things?
Yes.
Have you swapped fries for tacos or
for alcohol?
Yes.
Now, I do like to celebrate and have, I call it communion. Have alcohol. But I've cut back on my alcohol too.
Okay, good.
I have considered this and I have analyzed it. And it's sad to say, I know you don't know my age, but I'm I'm older than what I look. Okay. I hope I can say that. And so I do think sometimes what happens to women is hormones, stress levels, because it's been a stressful year. My son graduated high school early. The Marines took him 4 months early.
You're trying to learn how to curse.
I'm trying to learn how to... The stress of learning how to curse and curse properly and be accepted by my children. That's a lot. I stay awake at night about that.
Are you simply trying to say that as you get older, your metabolism slows down and you don't burn off pounds as easily?
I think I'm saying that in a long, medical way.
Because I think we all know that.
Yeah, I think that happens. However, I still think when I taught fitness, any woman of any age or person, I would say if you cut out soda, because I would drink Coke, like a half a 2 liter. So
1 liter.
1 liter. A mathematician. 1 liter a day, which is a lot of soda, a lot of Coke. If you cut that out, you'll see 2 to 5 pounds. Because that's a lot.
That's some over a
that's
period
sodium,
of time.
That's sugar, that's, you know.
All that other junk and the chemicals.
Yeah. And I haven't. So I wonder if I'm, and I think when you worry about weight and think about that, I think it stops. I think I got cortisol going on. I think I got age and metabolism. And I think I'm going to attack it.
What do they say? It's like you're watching the scale, but my mom used to say a watched pot never boils.
Yes. But see, I won't get on the scale.
Okay.
Because I do not think the scale is your friend.
No, it's tough.
Because even if you want to be, like for a fitness person that wants to gain, they may look in the mirror and go, oh, look at this muscle, look at this muscle. But the scale still says you're less. And then it's vice versa.
It's a very rudimentary guide.
Yeah, I don't like it. I teach my daughter and her friends, the scale's not your friend. Because I don't want her, she's a dancer too, and I don't want her to ever have... feel stressed or worried or have some type of eating disorder.
Dancing, cheerleading, she's probably good.
She's gorgeous and she's fit. However, you know, this would be the age that it affects her. And I did even talk to her like, okay, so let's be honest. You know, mommy has gained some LBs. Like, I don't want to not, you know, I want her to realize. So this is why this happened. Mm-hmm. I'm older. I was eating bad. I quit working out. So I don't ever want you to stress, but you need to be aware, like when you're in your 40s, this could happen, you know? So I want to prepare her and I want her to be healthy. I want her to have a healthy relationship with food in her body.
I think she'll figure that out.
She will. But you know, we're so close and spend so much time together. And a few of her friends have had anorexia, which was a very serious issue. I want her to be okay.
Were those people who were is that the one where you starve yourself? I was confused that and bulimia.
Yeah, bulimia is when you regurgitate to take laxatives
To lose the weight. Were those friends as active as she was?
Yes.
Okay.
The dancing, the dance world, I hate to say it because it can happen in any world, but you're basically dancing in either hot pants or something that looks almost like a bra and panty.
Right.
And you're in the mirror. And you're in a room with other girls, which, as we know, people are in all shades, shapes, mm-hmm. and sizes. And sometimes you just want to have a little more control, or you're concerned about your figure, or maybe you don't think you're getting a part because you're fuller, or whatever gets in our mind. Once again, you know, something that gets in our mind and our thoughts get going. That's why for me, at least, and I'm not a parenting expert, but I'm an expert parent for Blake and Haley.
I like that.
I feel very confident with that. I feel like I need to address that. Like, I want to put that out in the open. I don't want to give them a chance. I think when people are alone and their thoughts get going, it can, if they're in a bad place or if they're not thinking clearly or if it's a secret thought, it's not most of the time healthy. So if I bring that out right away about her body, about my body, about everybody else's body, she can't be alone thinking, oh my God, maybe I need to lose some weight too. We've already discussed this.
Yeah, you remove the stigma aspect of it.
Yes.
By you making it natural to talk about.
Yes. And she is. She's gorgeous and she's fit. And like, just like for her, like some of the girls maybe didn't develop as fast as she did or differently. I'm like, girl, look at you. You own that. So that's how we are. Be you. Well, stable and secure.
It's also nice when you have good DNA and good genetics.
Oh my gosh. Yes. They're, Are you referring to me or their grandmother or their grandfather? All of us.
to anybody, to anybody that has them, I'm sure you'll be. I'm sure you'll be at the gym and you can like look at people like barely working out, but yet they have a pretty decent looking body. It's like, fuck you.
Exactly.
There you go. Drop the F word there.
That works good. Okay. Okay. And I like how you said that. You said it with confidence.
Right.
And kind of
I've literally seen people. Now they weren't in the best shape, but they weren't like awful looking. I've literally seen people walking into the gym, smoking a cigarette, flicking it, and then working out
and running. Like, no big deal. I can't walk up the little stair stepper they have at the gym for 4 or 5 minutes. I'm going to have a heart attack. It is. It's the, you know, everybody's different.
You know our friend Philip?
Yes, I do. Oh, my gosh.
Fuck him.
Yes, all day long him. Stays up late. I don't know what exactly he eats, but he, I mean, he's got gorgeous hair. He's got gorgeous skin. I don't see an ounce of fat.
Right.
He doesn't mind taking naked pictures of himself and posting them. Yep. I mean.
And I'm not saying, and I'm not. It is a little bit of envy. I will say that. I'm envious of his DNA and his genetics.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like one day he's just like, you know what? I think I'm going to put some weight on. And he did. And he ate like lots of junk food, which, I mean, good for him. But you know what? He turned 30, so he'll deal with the rest of the shit as we have. So let's see how long that all lasts.
Right. Isn't that terrible when you want to compliment somebody and go, oh, good for you that you can eat like that. But deep down, we're like, you know what? Guess what? Ha, 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 it's coming. How evil of us.
But then again, there are people who like I see at the gym and they're in their 60s and like, Jesus Christ.
But you know, they probably have worked out for a long time if they're still thin and fit. I think that's what I'm trying to get back to is, you know, even if you walk, exercise, do something, you kind of keep it. I think it's when you stop and let, you know.
I'm not much one for like gym philosophy or anything, but like a bad day at the gym is better than no day at the gym.
I agree. Like today, I can only do, after my cookie, I really only had time to do 25 minutes on the elliptical. And but I went and did it.
Good.
I was like, at least it's 25. I did 2 miles in 25 minutes. That's better than eating another cookie and having a glass of wine or something.
How big was that cookie?
No, I didn't order the whole
cookie cake.
So I did. I wanted to try the cake. No, it was just the little cookie.
People think I have really good self-discipline, and I actually think it sucks. And I read something like a couple of years ago that said self-discipline is really a myth. Like human beings just don't have it. And I buy into that a little bit. Now I look at it this way. If I went and had one cookie, I'd have 12. So instead, I just deprive myself of that.
Is that healthier?
I think so. And I know that like things are good in moderation and you shouldn't deprive yourself of something all the time because then the cravings will grow and build and then you'll succumb. That's why I give myself like, even though I have a stomach thing I'm dealing with right now.
But
Yeah, I'll live probably. But
okay.
Don't worry about it. But there'll always be like one night a week where I'd be like, I will eat all of this pizza.
Yes.
But the rest of the week, it's, you know, good, healthy meals and not pizza during the week because if it was one slice, I can't stop myself. And it's like, instead of one slice, how about one pizza?
Well, what about, do you have addictive behavior and are you like that with everything?
Yeah.
See, that could be a difference too. Like if you're addictive behavior, so you can, whether it's work, working out, or trying to paint a room orange, like you just won't stop even though you know I should stop.
No, shut up. It looks fine. I mean, it doesn't look fine. The color is fine.
Yeah, the color is fine. And I think, be you. That represents you somehow. You're orange.
Stop.
Orange, you're great. How'd you like that?
Do you want me to explain? I feel like I have to explain this to you.
I feel like we need to have at least a moment or two about the...
So several years ago, it must be 3 years ago now, I bought a new area rug. I'd had the one prior for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
I went on Amazon and, you know, you fall down that rabbit hole.
Yes.
I'm like, holy shit, look how big it is. Look how inexpensive it is. I'll take that one.
Yes.
So I got that. It matched with my sofa at the time. I recently bought new furniture over the summertime and it matched up with the rug well. I didn't think it would, but it matched up fine. I was looking to buy a house, but I backed off of that. And I decided I'm going to stay where I am, but it will now be 6 years. I'm like, you know what? I owe something to myself to add a little, to re-energize the place.
Yes.
So I painted a couple of accent walls. One in the bathroom. That's where I started because I've never painted before. Not a project like this.
Okay.
See, learning adult things.
You're a grown-ass man and you thought I'm going to learn to paint.
I have never said I'm a grown-ass man. My best strength is knowing my weaknesses. And I am not a grown-ass man. But this is my painting project, and I, having been through the house and looking at different houses and trying to measure one against the other, and it racked my brain. And what's the not FOMO, it's paradox of choice.
Okay.
Where we want lots of choices. We want all the cable channels.
Yes.
And really, science is no, it actually makes making the decision much, much harder.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, fuck this. I am limiting this color, this accent wall trek. So if I see something I like, I'm going to Home Depot and buying it.
Okay.
I Googled accent wall colors. I'm like, hey, that orange looks really good. I have stuff in here on the rug, on the pillows. Bang, let's do it.
Good, you made a decision and you went with it, just like that.
It, or else I would have been trapped with, well, maybe I should do, there's a little of this color.
Oh,
in the rug.
Yes.
But you don't like it, do you?
No. I can't decide because I haven't been invited over to
you
see how it looks in everything.
Bring your
together.
Wine.
Yeah, oh my gosh, that would be so nice. I see, I'm back to, I think people need to, that's part of your creativity, that's part of you, that's part of your energy and your flow. So I wouldn't judge it. Like, I would never go to somebody's house and go, oh my God, what were they thinking? Because I feel like that's them. I just wondered what got into you, which kind of appears in this moment, was a quick moment. I'm going to do it. I'm going to paint it orange. And I, who have never painted, I'm going to get up there, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it.
Right.
But good for you. Did it re-energize the place is what I want to know.
Yeah, I like it. It needs it needs another coat. Like,
okay.
Do you know anything about painting?
Listen, no. I know my weakness too. I know we can call a few people. They can paint.
Like, maybe I'll have to pay somebody $50 to touch it up and finish it up. But it looks okay. Like, for having never painted before.
Do you know what the color orange means? Like, sometimes, you know, like red is a power or passion.
Okay.
Yellow, like green, promotes health and money.
Okay.
So I wonder what orange in your...
Pumpkins.
Pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
Folly.
I've gotten those comments. I'm like, go to hell. It's actually Japanese koi.
Ooh. Oh.
That's the name.
Oh.
I thought it would be a little more subdued,
mm-hmm.
but I'm fine with it. And most importantly, like, I say this not tongue-in-cheek, not sarcastically, like, it's not the best paint job. It's tolerable if I didn't ever touch it again, but paramount to everything.
Yes.
I didn't ruin my new furniture.
That's good.
I didn't ruin the carpet.
Okay.
I didn't fall off the ladder.
That's great. And
so it's a win.
It's an accomplishment. You have to look at it like, look at me, I painted that wall.
I guess.
I mean, did you sign it anywhere? Like,
no.
Those walls?
Yeah,
like it was an artwork?
Yeah, there's an orange splatter on the roof, on the ceiling, which is white, so that it's signed there.
Yeah, there you go. Like, that's your presence. You made it.
Let's talk about another reason why you're here.
Okay.
Glass City Grind.
Glass City Grind.
Which is on YouTube and also...
Buckeye Broadband, Channel 69.
Okay, and I'm much more knowledgeable about this now.
Oh, that's okay.
It's a TV show, and you connect with lots of local area individuals, groups, businesses.
Everything.
Shops.
Yes.
There's been 3 seasons so far.
3 seasons. We're coming back for season 4.
Okay.
We're excited because we've been on a summer hiatus, which is one thing great about, for me, as being a mom and being involved, I was able to take the summer off, and we always come back refreshed in the fall. So what we like to do on the Glass City Grind, if you haven't checked it out, is that whether you're a business that would like a platform to talk about your business and showcase, you're able to. I love music. I love arts. I love creativity. So we try to connect with anybody that is a musician. We've had actors and actresses on. We've had the film scene on. On occasion, we will do a skit too. The cast, we will do that. We just try to promote positive. We will hit hot topics, but this is not your channel of politics. This is not your channel of too long of time on too serious of a subject.
It's not The View.
It's not The View. And because I feel like we have that, and I feel like for me, sometimes we want to be informational. We want to brighten your day. Our whole thing is, you know, we're all going through a grind. Work grind, family grind, life grind, whatever. This is a dose of entertainment, fun, laughter, information to get you through the weekly grind. So that's what we try to do.
Is there one episode a week?
There's one episode a week, and it's aired twice. No, it's airs 3 times on Buckeye Broadband. It's on YouTube. We do put stuff up on Facebook too. So we enjoy it. If you want to come on, if people want to come on, they think they have a story to tell, or they have ideas for us, we are totally open because we feel like, you know, I co-created it. I am now the owner of it, and we're here for the city. You know, this is what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Toledo, the Glass City, and surrounding areas. So we just, you know, we want you to be proud of it, and we don't as you know, sometimes can happen. We don't have this huge backing and everybody's behind. You know, it's us locally and independently produced. And we just want to do good and we want you to be proud of it and be entertained.
Who have been some of the guests in the past? And don't say me.
Well, you, who thought you were coming on a podcast, but I forgive you for that.
It's fine. Can I get another?
I thought I was coming on a TV show today. I mean, actually put on lip gloss. Come on now.
Look how great this place looks.
It's, you've done wonders.
People have been Snapchatting you the whole time.
You know that?
Yeah. Who have been some of your favorite guests in the past?
Yeah, we've done really good because we've had a variety. Like we, you know, before Mayor Mike Collins passed, he was on. Mayor Paula Hicks Hudson was on. We've had... my mind. We do Imagination Station comes on. We've had some of the local businesses have been on. I can't think right now. Musicians, if you know Jeff Stewart, if you know Chris Shutters, Angel Tipping, they've all been on.
I love Angel.
I freaking love. And you know Angel's a Marine.
I'm gonna what?
You're what?
I'm gonna get her back to being a straight girl.
You are. Oh, you want her? Are you attracted?
She's just.
She's adorable.
I love her.
I mean, I love her too.
She can teach you how to curse.
She is a curse, and she's a Marine, so she's even better at it.
And so there you go. There's your connection.
Oh, my gosh. I love you. But and Angel knows that. She's a good person all the way around and a great musician.
How about my friends Emily Earhart? Do you want them?
Yes.
They're great.
Yes. Anybody that you think should come on.
Do you want me to be like your booking director?
I need help. I'm not kidding.
I can help you.
I need help. We want the season to be good, and I want a variety of people, so I'm totally open. That's why I'm telling your viewers, connect with me on Facebook under the Glass City Grind, or, you know, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. I'm Cheryl Sunshine on Instagram and Twitter. Reach out to me. We try to be, you know, we try not to take ourselves too seriously either.
No, don't.
Santa Claus has been on. The Easter Bunny's been on. We've been to Bass Pro Shop. I mean, we've just had a variety of things that we've done. And we'd like to have on charities, local charities, too, because, you know, they want to promote what they're doing.
Sure.
And they can do that for free. So we do that for our community.
Who's been your favorite guest? Or have you already named that person?
Gosh, that's a great question. And nobody's ever, ever asked me that.
I'm a good interviewer.
You are
that.
Great at what you do.
Thank you.
I could learn from you. Because, you know, I just kind of fly by the seat of my pants,
so
and I don't know what's... See, but you're good.
I mean, I guess I fake that I don't prepare, but I guess I kind of do.
Yeah, that's a great question, and I should be prepared for that better. I will tell you, I will tell you that Mayor...
Well, you can give me your favorite show that you did. You're like the one where you like high-fived everybody and like, we killed it on this
Yes,
one.
Well, I will tell you, we did our first season, our Christmas show was awesome. The producer that did that was James Sells Bragg, and his creativity with what I wanted to kind of bring out, he just took it. It was awesome, and that's on YouTube. And also, we did a Easter skit where me and my friend Charlie Mack was co-hosting with me at the time. We were hunting the Easter Bunny, and I accidentally hurt the Easter Bunny.
Good job.
It was a mistake.
I dressed up as the Easter Bunny for Cedar Creek Church.
You're kidding. And you know, I love the people at Cedar Creek Church.
They're great.
Pastor Ben has been on.
He's awesome.
I think he's great.
Love him.
I love him. And my friend Lindsay sings there with her husband, Corey. She used to help me with my Doodle Boodle and Shuggy Biggie when she was younger, before
That's
she
what you
met.
Call your kids?
That's what I used to. I'm not allowed to say that publicly.
You should call his
recruiter, staff sergeant.
Yeah, and be like, is Juju Bug there?
Is Doodle Boodle over there?
Yeah.
He'd probably get... in some serious trouble
That's
for
fine.
That.
It's fine. At least they know his mom loves him.
They already know that.
Who's that again? Just check on the back of his underwear. Right. I wrote it there.
I wrote it. It's Tuesday. Underwear says Tuesday.
Who do you already have guests lined up for this year?
We are looking at some things now. I do have a few things, you know, but they're not on the books exactly because we start in October.
Okay.
So I don't want to say their names. But we have great people already signed up. And, you know, I do know that Harley Davidson wants us to come out for one of their events. Dr. Bob always comes on. I better say.
Who's that?
Dr. Bob Savannah Vet.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Yes.
See on what road?
He's on Highland Sylvania Road. They have a great Sylvania Hospital. He does excellent. He's been a part of our show all 4 years. He gives us great information. You know, B. Wills comes on, who's a rapper. We've had a musician come on. Magician. Thank you for that.
Work on that and fuck.
I will work on that.
I'm a magical fuck.
I love it.
Let's go bigger. And if you could have like your dream guest, which would never happen, but who have you always wanted to like sit down and maybe interview?
Like, oh, wow. I love any, that.
And we can even do like old school, dead or alive.
Yeah. You know what? I would definitely like to interview Barack Obama.
Okay.
And probably Michelle with him.
Okay.
And I would like to interview Oprah.
Okay.
And Michael Strahan. Because
these are kind
I think he's cute.
He is.
I think he's no. It's not that he's. I think that he's good at what he does, and he's had success.
He's a great personality.
Yes, and I enjoy that energy.
And all of that makes up for the gap in his teeth, right?
Abso-freaking-lutely.
Like nobody. If I asked the average person, like, does Michael Strahan have a gap in his teeth? He'd be like, no, he doesn't. And they'd have to stop and think about it, and they'd go, wait, yes, he does.
Yeah.
But all the other stuff jumps out first.
Right. Absolutely.
We can overcome our shortcomings.
Like, so people may not notice my weight right away. Is that what you're trying to say to me?
No. No, I was actually alluding to my giant nose, but whatever. Those that you gave me, they're all kind of like the pumpkin spice lattes.
Yes.
Of guests. So give me somebody off the grid. And you can take a second to think about it.
Yeah, I would need a second to really think about it, because my thing is, I am that person. I would have anybody on my show, almost anybody. And because I think everybody has a story, or everybody has something.
Mm-hmm. And it's up to us to bring it out of them. But sometimes some people don't want to talk.
No, they don't. And sometimes, at least in radio, my thing is, okay, I can't take the dead air. Like, we need to popcorn it. We need to, I call it popcorn. But you need to keep it moving. So when people can't give you that, you're like, darn it.
Right, just leave.
I'm trying to help you, and it's not helping me, and...
How about not magician, a musician?
Yes.
Artist that you'd like to sit down with.
Yes.
Yeah, if you say Kanye, I'm going to make you leave.
No, I would not say Kanye.
Pick somebody else.
Cheese O Pizza. See, that's me cussing. Cheese O Pizza. Let me think.
Oh, golly gee. Oh, shucks. You sound like a Leave It to Beaver episode.
And I'm really not. I mean, right. But there's little sayings like that I think I say from when my children were smaller. Maybe I need to get through that.
You'll be fine.
I really do, like, I was a huge Michael Jackson. I know that's the same people, Michael Jackson and Prince in their past. But I really enjoy them. And I do think that both of them would have been hard to interview.
I agree.
And so that would have been a opportunity for me. And that would have been a huge challenge.
How about a current athlete?
Oh, my gosh. And I know athletes. I'm into sports. I can't think. Well, you know, I'd like to interview Urban Meyer.
Why?
And he's a coach.
Why?
I do think there's positive things about him.
I think so as well.
And so I think I would, and I do like a good male that's a good leader and a good coaching, mentoring person. I do.
You know, that's not really a highlight for him in the last couple of months.
No, it isn't. But it would be interesting on how he handled it, what he decided when he went back home to his family.
He was very clumsy about a lot of it.
Yes, but the regrouping, because we all make mistakes or bad choices or get involved and maybe it doesn't appear right. My thing too would be the rebounding of, because I do sense from him, and I do not know him personally, but I sense from him and I want to believe in him that he's a good person. So I want to know the keys and the tools of the major thing here is keeping your family together, keeping your sanity, keeping your calm and cool, and not overly beating up yourself, but correcting yourself. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then how do you come back to your team and other people that you are mentoring? And I think his position is just not mentoring the sport, but you're mentoring other young men.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal to me. I have four older brothers. And so strong males that are respectful and charming, but good leaders, that's a big deal to me. Yeah. Like, I love that.
Those people are important. Women as well. I just feel like that's just a modest priority for college football coaches.
Yeah.
It's all about winning football games.
Well, yes. But I do think that, like, you know, even when he came back to coach, he set his family down. And there was a talk. Like, they, you know, weren't totally, you need to be able to make sure you spend time with us and you're not gone too much and this and that. I think that's a big deal. And maybe that's all in my head because I want it to be.
Yes.
I want that. I love that family, that respect. We're a team. So I want that from him.
But, you know, most people think he left Florida when he did, because things are really hot under the collar with how he was running that program.
Oh my God, I can't take it.
Sorry.
I'm an enabler, and I'm now in denial.
I'm knocking down the demagogue college football statue.
Oh my God, now I need a cookie.
Yeah.
But I could also interview Michael Strahan, because he's an athlete too.
He cheated on his wife, I think, and
do you
she
think
went.
So?
I'm pretty sure he did.
You know, he can't keep, hasn't he been married like twice? And then he was engaged to like Eddie Murphy's ex-wife. I'm sorry, I don't know her name off the top of my head. And then she left him.
Before he got this big, like as he was trending into it, yeah, he was in, like right before he went like supernova and became a part of Today Show stuff. He's been doing Fox stuff ever since he retired.
Yes, yes.
And somewhere within the last 10 years or so, he had a very messy divorce, and it might have been with Eddie Murphy's wife, where she threw all his shit out on the lawn.
Yeah. Eddie Murphy's wife, he was engaged to, and they called off the engagement. So it was his wife before. It was before that.
Somebody threw all his shit out.
Yeah.
And then some agent got to him and said, you either got to cut this shit out with these people, or you can enjoy your time at Fox and never see the light of day on ABC TV morning shows.
Yeah. And he apparently has pulled himself together, at least publicly, because he was on, it was Michael and Kelly, and then he went to Good Morning America, and now he has that show.
He is beloved by that network and those producers.
Yes.
I like to think, I think he's probably a decent human being, but you never know.
Right.
But I also like to think that people like him, Derek Jeter, Justin Timberlake, and several others that escape me right now have wonderful PR people.
Yes, because I like all those people you just said too. Right. And I want to think positive of them. I am that person. Now, on the other hand, I will, once I feel something, or if you've crossed me, I'm like, okay, no, you're not a good person.
Who's the last person that you thought that way about?
Let's see, when did I get divorced?
I think it took me to like the fourth woman with Bill Cosby for me.
Yes.
Because growing up in Philadelphia, that's where he's from.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the same school at Temple University, all this stuff.
Yeah.
He was America's dad. And you know how that sometimes people have an axe to grind, but it took me a minute to buy in. I was like, oh shit, he really did this.
I know. Me too. Like, I still don't think, I don't want to believe OJ.
It's in the 20s. You can believe it.
I don't want to believe that OJ was.
Oh, he definitely did.
I don't want to. It's like, I just don't want to believe it.
Right.
Like, don't let us down. We were counting on you to be that, you know.
To be that what?
To be good.
To keep giving us Naked Gun movies.
No, to be a good person. I don't know.
We got to wrap up. Cheryl Leonard from the Glass City Grind.
Yes.
All the Instagram, Snapchats, go ahead, throw them all out.
Yes. So, you know, it's Facebook is the Glass City Grind. We are on Twitter and Instagram, Glass City Grind. I'm Cheryl Sunshine on all my social media except for Facebook, which is Cheryl Leonard. Please like us, follow us, subscribe, give us a chance, contact us at glasscitygrind@gmail.com.
First episode about a month or so away?
Yes.
Okay.
First of October.
Good to see you again.
It's so good to see you, and you look great.
Thank you.
So I'm very happy and proud and all that stuff.
Thanks, Mom.
Okay, I know, I can't help it.
This has been a Cumulus Media and Q105 collaboration. Three unicorns were harmed and lost their rainbows and horns in the production process. We use cookies for various purposes, like eating and flavor for protein shakes. And you have agreed to this and all other secret policies by enjoying the preceding audio content, which we highly encourage you to hashtag subscribe and share. You can click here for all other legal crap. And now hit skip intro to go to the next podcast. Just kidding. It's the See More Episodes option in your app. Q105.